are live on our Cerebrus channel on Facebook, which is awesome. Occasionally, I've been doing a few of the dum-dum writing with Cerebrus. Like after doing some stuff, I would record on Insta on the Cerebrus account over there. So I've done a few of those. You know, we're finally back at it together over here again. Like I said, it's been a minute. I wanted to talk about some of the Final X or the challenge tournaments and the U.S. team trials and all that to get ready for Final X. But we are here to Final X now, and tomorrow's the first. It's like split up into two things, which I didn't realize at first. But that, so they got, which is actually kind of cool because when we go down the breakup of it, it's pretty cool. So they got Final X in Stillwater, and then Final X up in New York. I don't know where in New York, though. Where they're hosting that one. So
probably like Ithaca, I would assume.
Yeah, probably because they have all the Spartan wrestlers up there. Yeah. They got Stillwater is where it's going to be, you know, which is kind of a home field advantage for like Dayton Fix and such, which is fine with me, but which we're going to get into here in just a moment. But so Final X is going on or getting ready to go on two different events. No other better reason to get back together and talk about that. We mentioned Brandon's name already. Brandon is grappling in jiu-jitsu today at Worlds.
It's somewhere.
LA. So. Yeah, it's in LA. So they're out in LA right now. So it's Spartanburg Jiu-Jitsu guys. Him and Mikey rolled out there. I just got looked on their Instagram thing. They're on mat 3 at like. I gotta look at their time, so because they're a bit Pacific time, so yeah. It's like.
Wait, that's today.
Today, so okay. They'll be rolling on that. So
somewhere like the 6th or something.
Yeah, it's now through the 6th, so
okay.
So I've got theirs pulled up through here. They are not obviously going yet, but they start today. I'm looking forward to watching those guys wrestle, as well as getting Henry out to stuff and everything else out there. So, you know, I gotta double check their times.
So yeah, how does it feel to be doing jiu-jitsu now?
That's fun. It's completely different but the same. For me, with doing jiu-jitsu now, what that has provided is that competitive on the mat learning mentality that I enjoyed so much.
Yeah.
Like I love wrestling. Obviously, I try to utilize wrestling, but with wrestling. Right now, like I wrestle as a coach and helping the younger guys do it and stuff like that. But there's something different about like being able to go live goes with jiu-jitsu with other adults and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the practice room, I love wrestling in the practice room. I love it at the high school where we get to go harder and get pushed by the guys. But at the same time, they're like, you know, we're coaching for them. So I don't mind doing a 1 minute go, sitting out and letting somebody else fresh go in and just, you know, trying to keep them going to make them the best. But
or even,
this
you
is,
know, having to let them work on you.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
Like.
So this is for me, which is kind of neat. So I've kind of missed that aspect of doing things. So.
So one might say it's same game, different levels.
There we go. Yeah. So we got all our stuff over there. And.
That's the place
that
I'm making mac and cheese. That's the place that I can on.
You don't have to.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Which, if you have not seen, if you have the shirts, hit me up if you need a shirt. These are the short sleeve shirts I've got. Small, medium, yes, I'm advertising. Up to a 2XL, Tyler. I mean, no. Actually, do I not have that many of those left? These are... Yeah, actually, three of those.
I like how he's showing the shirts, but he's not showing the awesome bag that they're sitting.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Oh, I only have three of the long sleeve shirts left. I think that's what it is. And I've got, like, at least one of each of the sides of those left. Speaking of which, I was looking at Talis won his match against Tanner.
Yep.
And I screenshotted it, of course. He was wearing the long sleeve.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Different levels. All right. Check it. Gear bag right here. We got one from a Kraken wrestling. We'll be able to put the logo on the top, Kraken on the side, school logo, our front stuff over here. That's what we have on our hoodies and stuff this year. So you need a gear bag or you want one of the Kraken ones, let me know. I was going to get, if you guys are down for it, I think I need to order at least three more of those because Earl said he wanted one, you wanted one.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be my wrestling bag.
Yeah, so we got our gear bags, and I'll probably put some of those up there. I thought about doing that design for Spartanburg Spartanburg Jiu-Jitsu for Brandon. I might just give him one.
I will say, though, those rash guards, too, definitely hands down my favorite rash guard now. Like,
yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Like, that's the one that I've been wearing every time I do go training.
Yeah.
I'm washing it that night and then wearing it the next day. It's not, like, it's not too thin and it's not too thick. It's very breathable. It's very comfortable. It's, I don't know, it's, to me, it was a home run.
So, yep, so I've still got some of those. You have the long sleeve one, right?
Yes, I got the long
sleeve. All right, so you got the long sleeve one. I'm going to wear the short sleeve one today. To practice or tonight. Earl's running that one. So, but if you need one of those, you guys hit me up. I got the Cerebrus wrestling shorts. I only have like two pairs, maybe three pairs of those. The Cerebrus wrestling shorts. I still have those as well. So I'm going to put probably some of this stuff up on the Etsy. It's on the Figure Eight site, which ones I have left. So like I said, I only have three of the long sleeve ones left. We're getting into summertime, so I think I've got at least one in each size of the short sleeve ones. So, and I'll post a picture of that a little bit later on.
The shorts are awesome too. I got the medium and they fit, but they fit just well enough to make me realize I need to push myself harder and like to lose a little bit of pounds.
Yeah, because you were rocking. They're pretty true to size.
Yeah, they are very true.
They're very true to size on what you would normally get. So. You know,
I also like the length of them. They're not like overly long because I kind of like my shorts, especially like if I'm wrestling. I like them to be like above the knee, probably like around mid.
So they're good fight short
they're
size.
Awesome.
I was talking to somebody else. I think he wants me to do some stuff for him, and he wanted the slightly shorter Muay Thai style. So I'm gonna get those in there too. So, but enough about, I guess, me sales pitching it all. Which, like I said, if you guys need to get it. Maybe I'll add the Etsy page link at the end of this or whenever we do our stuff from there. But two, Stillwater. One, when we get into this, I think I'm going to have some surprise picks and then obviously not some surprise picks. So I don't know what you're saying. But what I also love about Final X is they are doing Greco women's freestyle and men's freestyle. And, you know, as much as I love Greco, I am going to have to say that I don't know as much about all the Greco guys.
Yeah.
And not necessarily all of the women. I know the top names in the women's wrestling, but I don't know all of them. So, for example, we'll just run down the line if that's cool with you. All right, and we'll get right to it. 63 kg in Greco, Sammy Jones versus Jesse Thilke. Jesse is the name that I've heard repeatedly like throughout the last couple of years. So, just based off of knowing that name more than Sammy Jones, I'm going to have to go with Jesse on that one. I don't know much about either one of those guys to make a better judgment past that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. It's the same. As much as, like you said, like as much as we do like Greco, freestyle is just more accessible to follow. I think it's also more popular.
Yeah.
So, like, when it comes to, like, some of these Greco cats, like, at least I know I don't know as many of the names as I do for the freestyles. So, yeah, I would also go Jesse.
Use the other drawer next to the fridge. We use a fork. So, next up we have 26 women's freestyle. I haven't heard either one of these names. And obviously, Flo doesn't either because they don't have either name highlighted to be able to say anything about them. Diamond Guilford, which is a cool name. Yelena McCoy. I'm going to go with Diamond just because, I don't know, it sounds like a winning name.
I'm going to go with Yelena just to be opposite.
All right, very good. Now, the next one we're getting into, Greco, we should all know the name Colton Schultz. Tanner Farmer is who he's going against. I got to go with Colton Schultz. He's I believe a junior or a cadet world gold medalist, or at least a world medalist, and obviously runner-up to probably one of the greatest heavyweight wrestlers of all time, Gable Stevenson. So I got Colton Schultz. No disrespect to Tanner Farmer, because this is Greco, and, you know, you got to this stage, but Colton Schultz is...
He comes from Arizona State.
Arizona State?
Yeah.
He was out of Colorado, or maybe he was just there doing the Olympic Training Center stuff in high school. All right, so Colton Schultz for that one. Now, this is the one, Zane Rutherford versus Jordan Oliver. I love the stuff that Jordan Oliver has been posting. Those of you who do follow us on a regular basis, one, I apologize for us being so slack in between episodes here, but you already know who I got then.
I know you're going J.O.
Oh, obviously, J.O. Like, I mean, I'm a huge J.O. fan, back from his Okie State days, and it's in Stillwater, and the fact that he was like, he'd rather die than give up a loss in there. And he mentioned his last time he was at Stillwater wrestling, it was against Brett Metcalf, which is not a shabby person to lose to. But he lost at Gallagher against him. And he was like, you know, that's been sitting bitter in his mouth. Nothing against Metcalf, but he's like, he has a chance to win again in Gallagher. And being where it is and what he's doing, I got Jordan. And I'm going to say I got Jordan at 2 because this is the best out of 3.
So, I mean, they're all working really hard. You would have to say. And, I mean, I'm not going to say. I don't like this match. Not because it's not going to be an awesome match, because it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. But I don't like it because I like both guys, and I would love for them to both somehow win. Obviously, that can't happen. But, I don't know. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go
both
Zane.
Win? No, we don't. We just don't want
to win. I'm going to go Zane. I'm going to have to go Zane on this one.
All
right. Because so,
now that we're... got him back here. We're either going to see us go takedowns here in a minute, or I'm going to kick him out of the house for picking against J.O. But
the thing is, every time I do pick J.O., he I don't want to say he lets me down because that sounds bad, but like, I don't know, he just never, he never comes through on my picks, so I'm going to have to choose against him in hopes, reverse psychology, that he somehow does win, and then I feel good inside.
Okay, good. I'll roll with that. So, J.O. for the win. Go with the slime. All right. Next up, we got Greco, we got Pat Smith, and in case you guys didn't notice, we're just going in the order of which the matches are going to appear on Final X tomorrow. Pat Smith versus Benji Peak, don't know. Pat Smith obviously has the name. I don't think he has any relation to actually Pat Smith or the Smith brothers or the Smith family. When I say that, I'm talking about John Smith from, obviously, Oklahoma State, because I'm thinking we would have heard that, hey, there's, you know, another Smith, and
there's
he's
another,
doing.
There's
and,
another Pat Smith,
and he's doing Greco and stuff. So there'd be a whole big story with it. But I gotta go with the name and just go with that one.
Yeah, I mean, we really need to step our game up on knowing some of these guys. But yeah, maybe Pat Smith.
Yep. So next up, we got Women's Freestyle: Lexi Basham versus Abby. Yes, sir.
I'll be in here.
Want to be in here just hanging out for a minute? Okay. So he's coming to hang out. I don't know either one of these women, 59kg. I'm guessing part of our thing for not knowing some of these women is like, did somebody else help me out here? Does the women's do like men's Olympic wrestling where they have Olympic weights and non-Olympic weights? You know, like how, you know, because we have like, what, 10 weight classes, but there's like 6 at the Olympics, so everybody kind of moves down and does different things. So, I don't know, maybe that's why I don't know some of these people, because we know mostly the women that are Olympic goers there.
Yeah. Now, I will say, if I'm going to pick between the two, Basham, just because, I mean, Lexi Basham, that sounds like a cool last name.
All right. Next up, I'm going to go with Ben Provisor. I've heard his name a lot. He's done a lot of training. I've actually seen some of his stuff. I like him. He's also, he trains or had trained with, his name not going to be on it, Pat Downey, you know, the enigma of which he is. So, I don't know. I'm going to go with, Ben Provisor.
Same. I'm going with Ben.
All right. Now we're going to get into.
I do think that'll be a pretty good match. Okay.
From here on, I think we're going to get into a few more. Based much like our J.O. thing, we got Thomas Gilman versus Vito. So, do we go with the Iowa Hawkeye transferred to Penn State, which I'm not even going to say transferred to Penn State, transferred to Scrap Life, basically, and, you know, the consistent, and he's done well at this level and everything. So, or Vito, and from Cornell, you know how I felt about him going into NCAAs, watching him because of all of the COVID stuff when Cornell could not compete at all because they were the Ivy League, and just the amount of freestyle stuff he was doing. I mean, I got big on Vito. So, I don't know, you want me to go first on this one? You go on first on this one? I mean, I don't know.
So, I'll go first on this one. I don't want to go first, actually. I do, but I don't. So this one's going to be a tough one for me because I, too, am a fan of Vito. But you can't not like Thomas Gilman.
Well, you cannot like him. Apparently, a lot of people don't like him.
Yeah, I don't know, as a fan. I mean, yeah, other wrestlers don't like him. But no, as a fan, you gotta. I don't know. It's This one's going to be a good match, and I definitely don't see it being, like, anyone winning 2-0 type thing. I think you're going to have. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to go with just, I'm going to go with the gut right now and say Thomas Gilman, but honestly, I could see it going either way.
All right, so I'm going to go with, I think, and I'm going to maybe explain my thought later, which is going to counteract some of the picks I have anyway, so it's a whatever. All right, I'm going to go Vito in three.
Yeah. It's going to go to
one. I haven't seen Gilman in a while. It seems like we've seen Vito recently, obviously because NCAAs and everything. Like I said, I'm high on his style of wrestling, and I especially liked his style during the freestyle stuff that they were doing. So I got Vito in three on this one. All right, back to Greco. We got Max Norway, Brady Koontz. Let's go with Koontz, just based off of Dean Koontz, who was a good author back in the Stephen King days. So we go Koontz.
Yeah, I'm going to Max Norway.
All right, Dane Fix versus Seth Gross. Seth Gross. Another matchup that I'm very excited to see. Looking forward to this. Tyler sticker. All right. One, I am a huge fan of Seth Gross. I got his shoes when he did the wrestling boutique ones. They're away for right now. Yeah. We've been trying to clean up and you're trying to ignore the background. All right. Huge fan of Seth Gross.
For a while.
Yeah. No, I had to clean the other day. My kids were in there. But Seth Gross has like battled back and done a lot of stuff, stayed relevant, stayed in the scene, has been wrestling on these other cards, and that hard work has paid off. He is in the finals for Staten Fix, and is much of a fan of who Seth Gross is as a person, with his pose, with his stuff, and his being out there in wrestling, continuing to do all these things. I'm going to go with Staten Fix on this one. Staten Fix is the guy for freestyle. He's, you know, he's proven himself, you know, at the world level, and one, man, I just want to watch Staten Fix again, get out there and get after it, so.
Yeah, same for me. I'm going Staten Fix. I mean, I like Seth Gross. I mean, it's hard not to like Seth Gross. I mean, he's one of the nicest guys, at least so it seems, like, when you...
Also, body styles, like,
yeah.
Like, look, Seth Gross is, like, lean and lanky and all that, and Fix just like looks... big at that weight, so
chisel,
you know,
stone,
like a song, like one of the videos that I'm working out. So obviously he's cutting weight.
Yeah,
I've never heard an issue with his weight cut, but yeah, he cuts weight and he's a big cat for that weight.
Fix
so
just kind
granted,
of...
he's up at 61 versus 57. I guess 57 just too far away, but
Fix just kind of does his thing. You know, you never hear, like you said, you never really hear about him having any trouble with weight. Like, he just comes in, wrecks, and then goes. And...
Yeah. So yeah, I imagine he's going to have a size advantage when we see the two matchups here.
And
so.
Probably the strength advantage, obviously. But yeah, I'm going Dayton Fix.
All right. This is a women's match that I'm looking
for. Do you think
to.
Dayton wins in two or three? Sorry, we're going to add a little depth to some of these.
Oh, that's. Man, I it's gonna sound disrespectful to Seth Gross, but I got Dayton in two.
Yeah, same.
Oh, man. All right.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Jenna Burker versus Jakara Winchester. One, Jakara Winchester is on a whole nother level in women's wrestling. She is phenomenal. But Jenna Burkhart's the one that pushed Helen Maroulis to the third match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like that says something. And she's
scrappy.
She's been a gamer. She's been into it. These two have wrestled before. Does Winchester continue her dominance, or is Burkhart making up the difference now?
So I'm going to say this because I have a feeling I know where you're going to lean on this. And my gut's telling me to lean kind of in the same way. Initially, I want to say Jakara in three just because I think Jenna Burkhart is a I think she's a scrapper, and she's not going to go down easy.
No.
But I'm going to go with Jakara in two. Again, she's going on a dominant tear right now, and I have a feeling you're going to say three. It's going to go to three, but just for the sake of assuming difference.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have thought.
No, you're dead on. I'm going to go in three, just Jenna's match against Helen Maroulis. Shows that she's in there, she's a gamer, she can get a match in there. Heck, she can get two. But I do think that she will find a way to get at least one. in there, but I think Chikara, unless something else happens, she's pretty dominant right now at
heavyweight. Yeah,
so, all right, Jane Cox versus Nate Jackson.
Cox and two.
Huh? Cox and two. I'm not mad at you for it.
No.
Nate Jackson's a great wrestler. He's a lot like Seth Gross. He's been at like all these events. He was at the Rudis event. He's keeping his name relevant. He's keeping himself in the scene. He is a good wrestler. But he's not the alien. Jake Cox in two. All right. Snowflake Molinari versus Mallory Valetti. I don't know Valetti. And I kind of, since I don't know the other name well enough, Marinelli's already said it's her weight and she's here to wreck whoever's in it and walk away as fun legs and then, you know, go do her thing. So I think she's on a mission. I mean, I don't have, without studying Mallory some more, have a reason to not say Forrest and two.
Yeah, I'm going to go Snowflake as well. I'm going to be different though. I'm going to say Snowflake in three. Like, Snowflake wins in three, but I'm definitely picking Snowflake.
All right. Kyle Snyder versus Colin Moore. Devin dubbed this the Ohio State match.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, two guys there. I don't know. We already got the alien winning in two. I gotta say, I got Captain America in two.
Yeah.
I like Colin Moore. I think he's another one that can very well, I think, fill into that weight. Say something happens to Snyder or something happens.
He's a good workhorse guy.
I full well think that, like, say Snyder gets injured or something happened to Snyder or whatever happens.
Yeah.
Like, I think Colin Moore is a perfect
replacement
for him.
No.
I just don't think that he beats Snyder once. I got Snyder in two.
So, yeah, I got Snyder in two, especially after the whole him and Jaden, that one was to
kind
me
kind of solidified.
Yeah, I was
Snyder.
I'll be honest, I
did
doubting him.
Know.
I was doubting him.
Oh gosh!
Going into that. But
every time we seem to do that, yeah.
But about Colin Moore, I'll use a professional wrestling reference here. Like he to me, he's that solid workhorse guy, like a Mr. Perfect or like
mm-hmm.
a early Bret Hart. You know, he's not going to be your number one guy. He's no like Hulk Hogan or Kyle Snyder.
Yeah,
but he's. You know, he's going to be reliable. He's there. He competes. He works hard. So, but yeah, I mean, if something were to happen to Snyder, if Colin Moore had to step up,
I got no problem with him.
Yeah, I would be like, I mean, I think he's worked hard. Like, he's worked hard. He's, I don't say he's earned it because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, but he's earned to be that second guy. And so, yeah, I'm going Snyder, though.
There
you Snyder, too.
There we go. All right. So that's going to be final. Minstock, yes. her and two.
Yeah.
Devin was like, why is she ranked number two at this next tournament? Which I was like, because she got beat by the girl from Japan, which completely floored my mind. I thought she was coming home with gold. So beyond that, yeah, I've got her and two. So
now New York is
New York is on the 8th. So that is I guess that's next week. That's kind of weird that we have a Friday and a Wednesday. You'd think there'd be like two Fridays or something like that.
Ooh, final X.
Or a Friday and a Saturday. Yeah.
So you got Kamal Bey.
So Kamal Bey, I'm going with a human highlight reel. Kamal Bey, we're getting right into it. 77. I love watching him. He is a human highlight reel.
Absolutely.
Of throws, and I want to see him human highlight himself to a medal. That's all I want for him. All right, so Kamal Bey in two. Skylar Grope versus Emmett Eller, women's 72 kg. I don't know.
I'm going Skylar just because her name sounds similar to mine.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, I'm changing it up. I'm going, no, I'm just saying. I'll still go with Skylar Tyler. And then, now
Yanni D
versus Evan Henderson. Evan Henderson has been, for lack of sounding like a broken record, doing what a lot of these guys are doing, and it's paying off for them. They're going to these events. They're on the Rudis Supercard. They're going to other matches that we can see. They're entering into tournaments, and he is keeping his name relevant in the scene, staying active within it. Again, paid off. But can he beat Yanni?
No. Yanni and two.
Yanni and two.
Yanni is a different animal.
And even in freestyle, too, yes.
Freestyle, you know, even, I mean, folk style, like in NCAA, but I mean, like, even in freestyle, who was that cat he made quit?
He had
a Russian dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was actually down, what was it, like 7 7 or 8, 7-1 or 7-0
Yeah,
he
came
he
back
made the dude
broke.
Quit. Yeah, yeah. He broke him.
He broke him.
So yeah, Yanni's a different animal. I'm never going to pick against Yanni unless something crazy happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, Yanni and two.
Yanni and two. All right. Alan, Arlena, or no, this is going from Alan Versa versus Timothy Young. I'm gonna go with Timothy just because Flo has refused to highlight his name and give him anything. I don't know.
Give him his recognition.
He's gonna do it too.
I'm gonna go to Alan Vera. All
right. Now we got heavyweights. Nick Gostkowski versus Hayden Zilmer. First off, if Gable Stevenson was wrestling, would this be Gable Stevenson versus Nick Gostkowski? Yeah. And then it'd be Gable Stevenson.
It's still be Gable too.
We miss you. In this case, I think Nick is on a mission to reestablish himself back into.
Have you heard that Gable might be coming back next year?
He might be, which I'm skeptical of. I'm like, for what reason?
So I'm thinking it's two things. I think
Nick and two, but let's go ahead.
Nick and two.
Sorry, Nick, don't eat me.
Yeah.
Or Tyler, he's the one that's always about being eaten by people. But
specifically Kyle Snyder. No, but Nick and two, but no, about Gable, I'm thinking it's one of two things. I'm thinking the WWE thing is not panning out like they had expected. So they had him at WrestleMania, and I think they're like, oh, cool, and they were expecting it to be a bigger deal than what it was. Now, for us fans...
Yeah, I think it was quite a big deal.
Well, I mean, for us it was, but there was a lot of casual fans who were like, oh, who is this guy? Who is, oh, he's a gold medalist? Like, he's this? Like, he's a two-time NCAA champ. It was one of those things that just... I don't think the casual professional wrestling fans really knew, and I think the WWE is either them or Gable was kind of realizing like this might not be what we were think it was going to be.
Yeah.
Now that's purely speculation. I don't know if that's the case or not, but that could be why he is considering coming back next year. But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just don't see. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, but he's already signed contracts and stuff like that, so
yeah,
I don't know how many years that
contracts comes. Nowadays kind of mean nothing.
Well, that may be true, but I'm saying I don't know how much money he's making or where this is or how
he's making
back,
more
or,
than we are, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah, he was like the highest paid
college
name,
or college wrestler, yeah.
NIL paid athlete, I thought it was the biggest one of those. Alright, so after that we got Alejandro Sancho versus Alston Nutter. Let's go with the Nutter.
Yeah, I'm going with Nutter.
Nutter, you go with Nutter in two. Women's freestyle, Felicity Taylor versus Dom Parrish. I could have swore Dom Parrish, what sounds like, God, who does that? That name sounds familiar, but I can't think of it.
You're probably thinking of the basketball player Robert Parrish.
I don't know. Let's think more Dom, but I don't know. All right, so we can go Dom, basketball, or whichever. All right, Greco-Roman, we got Dalton Roberts versus Idar Hathabaz, which I'm going to go
because that's it sounds like a Viking or something.
It does. And what I'm wondering here is, did we do kind of like whatever, how that Eastern European bloc, Russia, Azerbaijan, and all those places with all those good guys, like, hey, have they decided to start maybe coming, has the U.S. decided to start pulling some people maybe for Greco, which is not a bad idea? Like, maybe, I don't know.
If that's the case, then definitely going with.
And if he's been here the whole time, great too. But I know.
Watch him be on there. He's gonna be like some bleach blonde white guy that's like from Oklahoma. All
right, Kayla Miracle versus Jennifer Rogers. Kayla Miracle. I'm gonna go in two.
Yeah.
Hancock versus Braxton Amos. Now this is one where we have a younger guy, Braxton Amos, versus Angela Hancock, whose name has been around. And this match for me is probably the most exciting Greco-Roman match to see because D'Angelo Hancock is awesome. Braxton Amos has been coming up the ranks, and wow, like that's gonna be a Greco-Roman match to watch. I'm gonna go with Hancock right now.
Two or three.
I think Braxton's gonna have to get a win in there.
I'm in the same boat. I want to go Hancock in three, but for the sake of being different, I'm going to go Amos in three. But that's one that I'm going to be tuned in watching for sure.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be some beautiful Greco wrestling. So.
All right. And just got confirmation. 9:40, Matt 3 which would be Pacific time, which would be 10:40 or 12:40. That 3:12:40. That's when Mikey is going to be up and going. All right, go Mikey. All right, so yeah, so same thing there. All right, Heidelbrandt versus Lampe. Now, I'm going Heidelbrandt, but I like Alyssa Lampe. Mm-hmm. So I liked this matchup. I'm looking forward to seeing this one. I like it. I like
yeah,
it.
I'm definitely going with Sarah. But I'm going to go to Sarah 3.
Ooh, 3.
Yeah. Because I am a fan of Lampe.
I am too. That's like
it's hard, and I would love to see them go 3. Now, will they go 3? I don't know.
If Sarah gets to her ankle lace, I think she can end both of them quickly.
Yeah. I don't want to say that's a big if, because it's not really a big if, but...
I'm going Sarah 2.
I'm going to go Sarah 3.
All right, all right. Dank bomb season! Do we even want, like...
Dank 2.
Dakin 2.
No disrespect to Jason Knopf, but Dakin 2.
No, it's Dakin 2 and it's J-O-N 2. Forget these Penn State guys, all right? Like, and... Oh, I'm sorry, Penn State. I love you. Not really. Okay. I don't know.
You're not Quasi. Quasi's a huge Penn State fan. We are not.
Yeah, so,
we have some sense about us.
Yes, I got Kyle Dakin 2, and I hope to see a Dake bomb in there.
Yes.
So I want to see a Dake bomb. Now...
Helen Maroulis,
Alex Hendrick, I don't know. I got Maroulis in 2, just because I don't know Hendrick's name, but I could, against some of these other people, it could have been in 3 or something like that.
Maroulis in 2.
All right. So, here we have our last two matches, which I think is pretty interesting on which things ended up on which card and which order and all that. I'm not quite so surprised. We got Jordan Burrow versus Chance Marcella. Burrow is up there at Penn Wrestling now, right? And not Penn State, but Penn.
Yeah.
And then Chance Marcella is training up at the NJ New Jersey RT, the one that Reese Humphrey, and there's a couple other people that train up there. They do
pretty Downey good. Was there, and then I think
he was until he got whatever he
was
did.
Kicked out or he left.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but they had a bunch of good people there. Chance Marcella looks good. He looked good going through the trials, the thing there.
Yes.
Who do you have?
But he did look good, but he's not Jordan Burroughs in 2.
Wow, Burroughs in 2.
I think Burroughs, especially losing to Dake. Now, I've heard some people, and I would say these people have no idea what they're talking about. They were saying that, oh, maybe this is the decline of Burroughs, the age, he's getting up there where he needs to step away. I think that lit a fire under JB, and I think it's about to be up until, I would say even maybe next Olympic trials, Burroughs, it's going to be the Burroughs domination tour. Like, he's going to be just going through everybody, and it's the tour of destruction. So, JB and 2.
I want to say that all that is awesome and true,
yeah.
And I full well, as a fan, want that to happen. I love Jordan Burroughs. I love what he's done the sport and who he has been and everything else. At the same time, I'm going to Chance in 3.
Really?
That's
bold.
It is.
That's bold.
Well, it's going to be one of two things that's going to happen. Obviously, either he wins or he doesn't. Yes. Or I come out of retirement and I go in at all. Yes. Yeah. I'm just going to fill on it. But no, I agree with what you say, though. Like, I think it's that Christopher Walken speech where the old lion is there and the young lions until he just lets loose and rips the ever-living bleep out of the young lions and reestablishes himself as king, which I do believe he is. But there's part of me that says... How long has he been on top? How much longer can we keep holding off these young guys? Imar won a match last time they wrestled. Everybody's like won a match while they wrestled. So to say that Chance, being a younger, maybe possibly stronger, I don't think maybe a better wrestler, is there a chance that he's able to pull off one and then maybe sneak a second one out? I don't know. I'm not saying that this is the decline of Jordan Burroughs. I'm just saying... I'm just going with that clock ticking, you know, and like, dude, like.
I say this. So we talk about you know, Burrow's being up there for a while and that he's getting...
Man.
And you and like I, even in the Walken speech, and now I know it's not directed at Jordan Burrows, but people refer to him as like the old lion. In reality, JB's really not that old.
No, he's not that old.
He's kind of in his physical prime. Like, he's still, what, 30?
He's 30-something. But it's also, like 30, but here's where, like, I'll say things like he's 33, 30. I don't know. I would probably look up how old he is. But all that being said, like, he has... We'll see if the changes that he's made, like, will benefit him. Like, as moving up to the Penn Wrestling Club versus being with Nebraska. Moving away and doing all that stuff. He's now got, like, what, a fourth kid coming or a fourth kid there. Like, there's a family man aspect to him. Like, how much time can he continuously devote toward his sport to be on top? Where he said, you've got to be selfish. When he now has three or four kids at home.
Yeah.
And he's got and he's now at the another training center. He's not, like... Where, you know, like, just as a human being, like, how much longer can his body continue to, like, devote 100% to so many different things? Now, I full well want him to do it, but I'm just kind of going with, I think I've seen other people get a few wins. And
Here's my defense of Burrows and why I still think, regardless, do I think he's slowed down? Just a hair. Yes.
Not really, yeah.
I mean, I think he has. And I'm not saying it's, like, drastic or anything, but I think what he might have lost, which is very, very small, because it's still elite level, like, athleticism, what he might have lost with his athleticism...
Oh, he hasn't wrestling knowledge.
That's exactly what the wrestling IQ...
And I want to continuously pull for Jordan, which sounds really weird by me picking Chance.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, man, one of these younger, new cats is... going to be the one to
prime example.
To do it.
Prime example and of Burrows.
He was that guy at one point in time. So,
perfect example of, or prime example of JB's wrestling IQ that kind of amazed us a couple years ago when he was wrestling David Taylor. And he did that weird little shin wizard leg step over there. And we were like, what is that? And it was so simple.
It off and like...
But it caused them to, you know, little stalemate and they reset. And it's like, that's something that's like so stupid simple, but I don't know, like it's something we didn't think of or see. And like then we were in the wrestling room the next day, we were like, oh, we gotta try that. And
we really did. So I mean, with all that being said, so it's Jordan and two. I don't know why you picked Chance. And then
Now you're changing on me.
No, that's the thing. I'm still like a Jordan, I'm just gonna say Chance. Like, I don't know, there's something weird about, I don't know. I got a Chance.
You're an ageist. That's what it is.
Something.
I'm kidding.
Which is why I got Valencia in the next one, too. So,
please tell me you're kidding.
Now, I'm going to go Valencia and three.
Oh.
Now, hear me out, though. Now, this one has more merit than Chance beating Jordan, all right? Because Valencia has wrestled Burrows, right? And we've seen what Valencia can look like when he's, like, on his stuff. Like, could Valencia have beaten Burrows? Like, was there a chance of that happening there? Like,
there's a chance.
No, but did he not look? I mean, until Burrows became Burrows, but like, I think the way that he looked against Burrows was a little bit ago. Okay, and I think he's improved since then. Burrows was the guy that constantly dominated Taylor, and if Valencia can be right there with Burrows, then I think that means he can be at a level where if he can like match up with Burrows and wrestle with Burrows the way he did. I think that there's a level that we haven't seen from him yet that could be above Taylor. And then I'm also going to go with this one, too. I'm going to be the ageist again. Taylor spent how many years trying to beat Burrows? And even though he's new to this weight, when I say new, like within the last Olympic cycle, you know, it's not like he hasn't had a few Olympic cycles before him. So he is a younger... I'm just going with... Whether it's now or later, we see the future of our wrestlers coming through. Now, I should say that with Nolf and Dake, too, but I'm not because, like, I don't know why I'm more sold on Dake. Maybe it's because it's not that I'm more sold on Dake than I am Burrows or Taylor. I just think he beats Nolf. But I think these guys at the other weights present more of a challenge and can be those guys to get there.
So,
but then at the same time, though, like, why am I so big on J.O. then? Like, I know I'm a walking contradiction. That's why I say that. Like, so, main part of it is I got to have something different. We got to be able to have something to talk about next time and be like, so who's eating their words and who was right and who was wrong?
So, I do not have Zahid in three. I have Taylor in three.
Oh, you do have it in three?
Taylor in two. No, I'm kidding. It's definitely Taylor in three. No, because I agree. Zahid did look very good, and he has continued to improve. I don't know if he's laid off the wacky grass or not, but like, but no, Zahid, and okay, it's gonna sound weird because I was talking about Burrows and like how his IQ's gotten better, and like you can't hate on the age, but like,
no.
Zahid is a very hungry up and comer. I can really. Up and comer is kind of a weird. I mean, because
he's been here.
He's been a name for what? But I'm saying like with this like international scene, Zahid is. I don't know. I definitely see him pulling one on David Taylor.
Yes,
but I think ultimately it's going to come down to. I think it's going to come down to just. I think the slight, experience I had with Magic Man
mm-hmm.
and. I mean, also, he looks phenomenal. Please, though, is that not recorded?
That one, I was just looking. If that one's not, I got this. I'll pull the.
Okay, cool.
I'll pull this
video. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, it looks a little weird. But we got this one, so we can pull this one.
I'm going Magic Man 3.
Yeah.
It's, but I mean, no, I'm not going to sit here and say you're insane for picking Zahid in 3, but.
Much like I am very insane for picking Marcel.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I am. But I think I just did that one also just for.
For shock.
Yeah, sure. Why not? And also to, I don't know.
It's okay. We can sometimes admit that we're wrong.
Yeah, yes. I'm ready for our next recording already.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. I mean, we haven't recorded. Did we record post NCAAs?
I don't. That's why we didn't get to talk about how bad my bracket was from picking with my
I want to talk about how bad Alex Marinelli is in NCAAs. Like, he has got to be, and I mean this respectfully, has to be the biggest NCAA letdown in wrestling history. I've never seen someone be a top guy throughout the season, come in with such a high rating in almost every NCAA he's been in, and then just bomb each and every year.
Yeah, I don't know. Man. What a great wrestler, though, too.
I mean,
and then, like you said, but then, like...
Makes me never want to pick him again for anything ever.
Like, well, maybe for anything ever. We'll see what happens after...
I'm not going to lie. If y'all had a wrestling match for... You know, some international wrestling spot. I would pick you over him still.
Just because
he
how
always,
he's done your bracket every
he
year.
Always
every year we're like he's got it pressure. This year. It's not going to happen again.
Yeah,
and it won't happen again.
I think I even said that. I was like, "There's no way he does
either that, or he wins everything else from here on out." Just because it's not NCAA.
Just because he heard this and he's like, "I'm gonna,"
because they're not NCAA, so he can win now.
Maybe he's just going to be bitter towards me.
I mean, Big Tens. I mean, like some of the toughest tournaments there are. So. Yeah, so I want to see Alex Marinelli at the senior level. I want to see what he does and see if it happens that he cannot be beat unless it has NCAAs in the title of the tournament.
The Russian team will call the Olympics then.
Yeah, I was about to say, so unless somebody goes for a bid to change it, they add it, he sees that, and he locks up.
I can't compete.
Oh, jeez. All right, so we'll go ahead and wrap this episode up so we can try to record sometime after Final X New York, see where our picks stand, because the more controversial picks were from New York than it was from this time. It was definitely good to be back in the same room recording again, and glad to have it live on here, because I'm going to have to download it from this one, and we will upload, or I will get everything uploaded and all that other good stuff. So, all right, y'all, till next time, and then same bat time, same bat channel.
Peace. I will be so upset if...
Bye-bye.